prepare yourself for people trying to sway your decisions. Prepare yourself for people not thinking it's a very popular idea. Prepare yourself for people kind of knocking your thought process down or telling you why you shouldn't do it or telling you why it's stupid or telling you why you're going to fail. And then you keep staying true to your truths and you keep going. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to another episode of Questionably Awesome, where you're going to question if this is awesome or not, and we get to decide what you think.
Yes. You don't have your own thoughts.
You have given over your thoughts to a higher entity.
And it's always saying, we're right.
That it is. So, Ecrad, I decided that Evans has a new business.
It's really today. Good.
So if you haven't noticed, she has a super hilarious side and she's also obsessed with paper.
Yes.
Like, what's your favorite paper store? So when I say paper, they need to know what I mean. Like maybe
stationery.
They're like, okay, stationery.
Yeah. Love me some paper stores.
Why do you love paper? Tell me about the stationery obsession.
I've always loved writing and sending mail since I was little.
Yeah.
And I think it started at summer camp when I would write my family and my parents would write me back. And is there anything better than getting something in the mail that's not a bill or something?
No, I used to love. So when I had my very first boyfriend, we would like literally mail all of the time. I'd get like two letters a week and it was the most exciting.
Would?
Oh, it was hot.
They were steamy letters?
They were steamy. Like it was just like, they really weren't. Well, there were a couple.
Was it on just, notepad paper or did he have a special card?
Mine was on really nice paper. His was on the paper that the like spiral notebook, and he would leave the edges on.
What?
I should have known it wasn't going to last.
Yeah.
It's my first sign. I should have been like, oh, we're doomed. You don't care enough to take the edges off.
You know what? Some people listening might not even know that paper existed.
Yeah. Well, it did. It did.
And it does still.
So mail was super exciting for me. And
yes,
they weren't all super spicy. I was young.
Yeah. Just
but,
nice.
You know, it's usually when they are spicy. But back to paper.
Paper's great.
I will say, mail is not good. Let me tell you why.
Why?
Because one day his mom found all my letters.
Wait, it's like the notebook, but the opposite.
Oh, it was bad.
Wait. She read the letters?
Oh, yeah. She read them and then sat us both down and read them. It was so awful.
And were you a teenager?
I was like, yeah, 16 or 17. And
oh,
I was like,
gosh.
I did not write that. Yes, I did.
And it's probably before people had like texting and stuff. And
this would basically be like if your mom found all of your text messages back and forth.
Oh, my gosh. And especially when you're that age and you're just new at stuff.
Yeah.
And
she was super happy that we talked about getting married, though.
Now, let's go to letter five, where you talk about getting married.
Because all that has to come before all of this. So, that was an awesome point in my life. Thankfully, she was cool enough to not tell my mom. So,
until
that was nice
now.
Of her. Hi, Mom.
Sorry.
Hopefully she hasn't made it. Literally, if I know my mom, she turned it off in the beginning when she was like, oh, they're giggling too much.
That's what my mom says.
I have no time for this.
My mom can't.
I need to go learn about something. Like she needs to read Reader's Digest and like learn something for sure. So
we're safe now.
Hopefully we're good. We need like a buffer, like a mom buffer.
Code word.
To like lose them. Yeah. In the beginning, be like, they are definitely not on anymore. All right. So back to the paper. So you have a new business or so I like to think in my head. So I was walking last night with Chris and I literally, so Evans has a really, really, really goofy, funny side. And I could see her like with just
it's greeting cards. It's a greeting card company.
Mm-hmm.
So it lights up your paper, you know, side and your paper passion. And it's going to be all her face in different, like, really goofy, happy positions with thumbs up. And it's going to say, because her nickname is E. Crad, C-R-A-D, because your last name is
Craddock.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be all congratulations cards with Crad underlined in her face. And she's going to send you special messages about why you're awesome and why you should celebrate.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to fund that.
Yeah. So we're on Kickstarter. And we might be using that money to go brainstorm on an island.
Yeah. So please feel free to donate now.
And we're going to ride helicopters and drink champagne and fund that one. All right. Moving on. What's your quote of the day?
Well, I wanted to bring it back to Martha Washington.
And bringing it way back.
And she said, "I am determined to be cheerful and happy in whatever situation I may find myself. For I have learned that the greater part of our misery or unhappiness is determined not by our circumstance, but by our disposition." That's nice.
How's that applying to your life right now?
Well, oh man, that was a long silence.
It's not as long as you think. Like when I'm on the podcast, I'm like, this feels so long. And I listen, it's like 0.2 seconds.
I don't know. I guess some things can be scary or nerve wracking, and you just have to you can choose your attitude.
Mm-hmm. Always choosing.
Always choosing.
Always chewing.
Always chewing cookies.
Yeah. You know what? It's good for anxiety. Like chew toys. Human chew toys. That's my second company for you. It's going to be your face and on Chewies.
This is so great. I'm enjoying this.
You are making so many companies
today.
Such a
mogul now. Wow.
All right. So my quote to quote is, ooh, I liked this one. This is from Apoorva Kala.
Oh,
I think, you know how sometimes you look at the tiles and like, it could be just some random Instagrammer who took a good quote. So if you know the real quoter, you can let me know.
Yes.
Quotey, quoter, quoter.
Yeah. Quoter.
I don't think that's a word. All right. So this one is, your perception is not my reality.
Oh,
because you know how it's my perception is my reality. Because whatever we're thinking it is, we turn it into our world.
Yes.
I love this one. Your perception is not my reality. So whatever seems big in your world, or whatever you think is so important, or whatever you think is so wrong, or whatever you think is so right, it's actually not my reality whatsoever. And it's also my job to make sure that my perception is in my reality is not getting intertwined with the way that you are thinking. Now,
interesting.
There's many good things to like learn from, but also there's so much in this world of social media that we turn our phone on and immediately we can start thinking like other people. Like, honestly, some people are listening to this podcast and they're getting brainwashed and they want to start.
And we're happy that we're doing that.
Yeah. Because you know why? I'm brainwashing them into happiness, but that's actually the truth.
No, that's a good thing.
So to look at always, in what way are you brainwashing yourself? Because that's all we're doing. You're like an open palette. Like you are an open canvas. That's what I meant to say.
I like palette.
Yeah. Palette and canvas. You literally are always choosing how you want to be influenced.
Yes.
That's it. We're all just a bunch of influences. We're not deciding for ourselves. We're literally like being influenced by other people and then deciding what part of that influence we want to choose. So your perception is not my reality. And it's okay if you think something different of me or don't like me. That's okay, because for some reason your perception is totally
wrong.
So there's that.
There's that rule for this.
Rule of thumb. Rule of thumb, if you think I'm wrong, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Quote that on your mug. We need to make those mugs.
Oh, yeah.
New business idea.
Mugs.
Funny mug set with our world-changing quotes and your face on the other side.
Oh, man. People would just love to have that in their kitchen.
I literally feel like money's coming to me right now because of these ideas.
I know. I feel like I'm sitting on a bunch of gold coins.
I'm on a stack of dimes.
Hey, you want to hear something else that's
I
great?
I do. What else is great?
I got a review of the week for you.
Ooh, this is where that bell I was talking about would come in.
Bing, bing, bing.
I want a noise. I'm going to make a noisemaker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it.
Okay. It comes from Darian Elise. Literally, this podcast is amazing. Lori is so motivating and real. Even on my hardest days, listening to this podcast helps my soul. If you want to change your life, start from episode one and get your pen ready, sister, because you will want to take notes. Do you not love that?
That is, I'm telling you, there is not, like, you can't get enough good propaganda in your life. So no. If you're withholding love from someone, the way that that just made me feel, that's like a soul support bra. Like, yeah. That was like putting on a soul Spanx. Strap.
Soul strap. Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh. I don't know what a soul strap is.
It's support for your soul. And I think it's made of Lycra.
It's like Spanx.
It is. But for the soul.
But for the soul. Because, yeah, if you have something nice to say to someone and you don't you know why you're not saying it.
Yeah.
Just get out there and say it.
We'll call it thanks. THNX.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks.
Support for your soul.
I love that.
Made a Lycra. Okay. Thank you so much for that review of the week. We're going to send you a mug.
Yes, we are.
So you need to let us know your address. Let us know who you are. Write into customerservice@loriharder.com and we will send you your mug.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So do we have some questions?
Oh, yeah. And this is a good one to start us off.
So I hope you have some answers today because I'm feeling a little answerless.
I've got a lot of answers.
Okay.
Rachel Pepper. So, I believe in the law of attraction. However, my husband says it's just a placebo effect. What do you believe about the law of attraction and how would you explain it to skeptics?
Rach.
Ray, Ray.
Rachy, Rach. We love this question so much.
Yes.
So something that we loved about this question was that your husband thinks it's placebo effect. And mm-hmm. placebo is so incredibly powerful. So if it takes the law of attraction for you to believe in something and create the placebo effect in your life that then creates a result, then I think it's working.
I think it's totally working.
Because it works in my life because I decided that it works.
Yes.
And it's always the choice. Like, you decide, just like at the beginning of this podcast, it's like mm-hmm. you anoint yourself and you decide. There's no in between. There's no like, yeah, I'm not sure about that. I don't think I could do it. Well, you're confirming it's not happening.
Right.
Because it's going to take every single effort of yes and belief before you're ready. And that's really what the law of attraction is. It's like believing it's there before it's ready.
And then it happens.
Before you're ready. And then all of a sudden, you've done all of the actions that match the belief. Because if you believe the thing, that's when your actions start to match up. So obviously we know, like, you can't just sit in, you know, cross-legged on the floor and be like, there's a case of kombucha coming to me.
Well, that would be fun.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, I think I've had that happen.
That could happen.
Like, I really think that's happened before. And I'm like, wow.
In California, that could happen.
It's happened to me before.
It's happened to Lori before. I believe it.
I think it was Brew Doctor. But I wasn't really like sitting cross-legged. I was just like, ooh, kombucha would be awesome right now.
And then they came over?
Yeah. I mean, the whole team.
Hey, we heard you were thinking about kombucha.
Law of attraction. This was sent by Rhonda. Who wrote that book? Rhonda Burr? Rhonda Byrne? I can't remember.
Wait, the secret book?
Oh, yeah. She writes about law of attraction.
Oh, she does?
Yeah. Our dog.
I got to read that.
You haven't read it? You haven't read it? Oh my gosh.
Wait, The Secret?
Yeah.
Isn't there another book after The Secret or something that she wrote?
Yeah, there's two of them, but The Secret's the original.
I don't think I read
The Secret. Not a lot of people. So I loved it because it taught me about exactly what we're talking about, like literally creating your own placebo effect.
Right.
But so many people didn't love it because they thought that part of the book was like, if you just sit there and think about it or wish for it or think this way, it's going to come. But of course we know that your actions have to back it up.
Right. You've got to go do stuff to make things happen.
It's so weird.
So weird how that works.
So strange. You have to actually physically put it in motion.
Yeah.
So that's my answer. What do you feel like? Tell me about a moment when, okay, here's what I want to know.
Okay.
tell me about a recent time when you have put law of attraction into motion.
Ooh.
And you've seen it work. Otherwise, that's a stupid question.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think of when I think it's always having, if you have a positive mindset generally, mm-hmm. and if you say, oh, you could think about it. Could you think about it this way? I sign up for a yoga challenge, right? Mm-hmm. And I tell myself, I can totally do this. This is going to be really hard, but I can totally do this. Mm-hmm. And then day after day, oh, I'm still doing it. I'm feeling stronger. I'm feeling better. Mm-hmm. Can that be considered a law of attraction?
I think it's a version of it for sure. I think a better version would be like if you were like, oh, if I do this yoga challenge, I'm going to attract 5 men who love yoga into my life.
Oh, yes. That's the next step. 5 men.
We all know why you're doing that yoga challenge. I'm just kidding. Hey,
what?
Who does your class?
Josh Hartnett? Yeah. Josh Duhamel.
Oh, Josh Duhamel.
He's probably listening.
Well, he of course is listening.
Yeah.
So is Fergie. So be careful.
Oh, sorry, Fergie. But I think they had a good, they're good friends.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good because he's got his eye on the crowd. Watch out, Adam.
He totally does.
Do you ever look over and be like, stop staring at me?
All the time. It's like, Josh, I am trying to do my child's pose alone.
Josh.
Just kidding. He's never looked at me once, except one time.
I bet he has. I bet secretly.
One time he asked me, well, I don't want to talk about it because what if he hears this?
He's probably, chances are, although if you're practicing law of attraction, he might.
I'm practicing this. He's going to tune in.
Well, what did he say?
I'm blushing right now. Okay.
She's all sorts of blotchy right now.
So he goes to the same yoga studio and he said, sometimes it's hard to keep track of what poses you're doing.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm just going to watch you because I'm not sure what's going on. And I was like, yeah, cool. And then I was like, oh my God, that was Josh Duhamel.
Oh my God. He loves you.
He's been writing me. He's been writing me for so long and I love him. Anyway, that's your example of law of attraction.
There you go. Law of attraction at work. And we would like to clarify, I don't think he's writing her. But
no.
He did say that just in case anyone's like, wow, she's got a little something on the side with Duhamel.
No, this is all a dream. A girl can dream.
It was all a dream. You can dream. So anyway, that's what goes on at her yoga studio. And that's what happens in LA.
And I will not name it for his privacy.
Yeah, no, we will not.
We will not give that away.
We are sealed up like a Rubbermaid container.
Do you want another question, Lori?
Yes, please.
Okay. So this comes from @Swashly.
I love that name.
Me too. Swashly. How do you tell your tribe something they might not agree or approve of?
Oh, this is good. You tell them and then you block your ears immediately after.
And you run away.
Yeah. And you move to an island and sell coconuts.
Yep.
No stress.
No stress for you.
Yeah. Immediately down a bottle of tequila. Okay. So I would say, how do you tell your tribe something that they don't want to hear? I'm guessing this means friends. I'm guessing this means like family.
Oh man, that's hard.
You know what, girl? You just hold that in.
You're just going to take that to your grave.
Yeah. You just suppress yourself. I'm telling you. Live a life of suppression and fear because it is better than what's coming. I'm joking. It's not even close. You're about to feel free as a bird. Are you ready? Spread those wings. Just get them ready.
I'm ready.
Placebo effect. Open your arms up. Get the feathers puffed up.
Yep.
Because what's about to happen is there's going to be a little tidal wave that's going to feel really uncomfortable, but mm-hmm. it's going to be brief. It's going to wash over you. And then you are going to feel more free than you have ever felt in your entire life. So I want you to focus on that, number one, because man, when you have to say hard stuff, whether it's something that you need to do for your life or whether it's something that you need to move on to or whether it's something, a new belief that you are building or old belief that you're breaking, it's like you're in prison until the moment after.
Yeah.
And really, I believe this whole life about is being as in alignment with your truth as possible. So there's going to be a lot of these moments. So welcome to your new normal. It gets better, doesn't it?
Yes, it totally gets better.
The more truth you speak, it's like, Oh man, it's not as hard. So it sounds to me like you might be in the beginning of speaking your truth to your tribe, which this is not going to be the first time because you're going to get addicted because it's freedom on the other side.
Yeah.
And so number one, focus on that. Number two, know what's coming. Like, it's not going to be super fun. Some people are not going to like it. Prepare yourself for people trying to sway your decisions. Prepare yourself for people not thinking it's a very popular idea. Prepare yourself for people kind of knocking your thought process down or telling you why you shouldn't do it or telling you why it's stupid or telling you why you're going to fail. And then you keep staying true to your truth and you keep going. But yes. I think the most important thing is to play through all scenarios first and prepare yourself for every possible scenario. So that when you're in the moment, what happens is we can kind of like crumble under pressure. Mm-hmm. And so if I don't think of everything that comes up or sticking to my one sentence that I'm going to say, like no matter what somebody says, then I'm definitely going to kind of fold if I don't have those ways to overcome the obstacles. And yes. I think that we can go back to like sales 101. Like if you're a salesperson and your life depends on that money, you're going to know how to overcome obstacles. And I will tell you that your life depends on you living into your truth. So you need to like literally know every obstacle that's going to come after you speak your truth and prepare for it.
That was an amazing answer.
Oh, thanks.
I loved it.
I think it's because I've had to do it so many times.
Yeah. Good for you.
Oh, girl. You want to add anything to that?
I think you hit it right on the head. You just, the truth will set you free.
You know, they call me Lori the Hammer sometimes.
Lori not the often. Hammer harder.
Once in a while, they're like Lori the Pillow, but a couple times they called me a hammer.
Lori the Pillow.
Softy. Bag of feathers.
So there's another question.
Oh, yeah.
It's from Erin Ablett Wellness. And she says, what three disciplines do you think people should live by to lead a fulfilled and authentic life? What a great question.
Okay, this is a great question. And I'm going to have to think about these for a minute. So maybe you could talk about something.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Three disciplines. Help me with this
one. Three disciplines.
What's a discipline that you feel like you need to live by in order to live a fulfilled life? So a discipline, I'm guessing she's categorizing that as like something you have to show up for, like a ritual or a routine?
I first thought of honesty for some reason. I was kind of thinking, maybe I'm thinking of principles more than disciplines.
Okay.
So being yourself, being honest with yourself, being honest with others, just like
I think that's
person.
A discipline, actually.
Is that a discipline?
I think honesty is a fierce act of discipline.
Yeah, that's hard. Because
it's way easier to lie.
Little white lies all the time.
Oh, yeah. Like I'm frosting a huge cake over here with my white lies.
Yeah.
Like have a celebrity cake over here.
Yeah, it's Josh Duhamel's cake.
12 tears.
Maybe I should Google disciplines.
Yeah.
The definition.
Because, well, I do think what you said is a discipline though, but I'm not sure if she means like a ritual. But honestly, it's a ritual to show up in your truth, like your authenticity. Disciplines to lead a fulfilled life. Well, why don't we hit this from both sides?
Okay.
What does discipline say for that?
The practice of training people to obey rules or code of behavior, using punishment to correct disobedience, a branch of knowledge. So yeah.
Yeah. Like, and if code you break them, behavior. You beat yourself with a branch. It's saying. Yeah. Okay.
That's exactly what it says here.
You know, screw this whole self-love thing. What I do is I submissively beat myself with a branch until I show up.
And it works like a charm.
It does. It's great. Okay. So I would say, I love that one. I'm sticking to that one.
Yeah.
Owning honesty. Your truth and honesty and just authenticity.
Right.
Because I think I want to just dive into the word honesty for a second. Like honesty can be so different because honesty, people think it has to be the truth, but your truth is always different. So honesty doesn't have to be the other person's truth. Like honesty can just be how you're feeling and your authenticity and like just sharing how you actually feel about something.
Yes.
So I think that one is absolutely amazing. To live a fulfilled life, I think you have to commit to taking action on your curiosities.
Ooh.
I think that's huge.
Yes.
Because when I stop with that one, which I feel like I've like eased up a little bit on it because I'm trying to create spaciousness, but at the same time, I'm like trying to rest and recharge. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, I'm not committed to my curiosities as much. And I'm noticing there's a part of me that's like feeling not as happy because
like
I like to create.
Guitar, yes. doing more poetry, things like that.
Absolutely.
Things that light you up.
And I'm not committed to those because they're not in my schedule. And that's bullshit, Evans.
You got to put that in your schedule.
It's going in there.
It's going in after this.
That's number two. What's number three?
Leaning on you. Honesty, being creative, leaning into things that light you up. Well, Oprah always talks about giving, you know? So I'm going to go with Oprah. Well, I'm serious.
I love it. It's true.
It's true. If you live your life in a serving type of way, you're always talking about, what can I do to serve you? Think that just comes back to you.
It does. That is a huge one because I think it gets you outside of your own head.
Yes.
Because while your head is really awesome, it's not a great place to like be in all of the time at all.
I mean, what were we put on this earth to do? Help each other, right? Eat food, and that's it.
Yeah. So serve. And then eat afterward because, then you enjoy your food way more.
Exactly.
Exactly. So those may have been terrible answers, but but that's just our truth today, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I bet I have a feeling these disciplines change and evolve as you change and evolve.
I think if people were looking for things like exercise, meditate, and like take your vitamins, those are beautiful answers, but they're just not the truth. Like, I can exercise all day long and it's super important and I can take my vitamins and all of those other things. But honestly, it's like once you have that foundation, you need a whole lot more. Like there's so many more things that you have to show up for. But I do think if you're going to do three disciplines, that is like very important to have a solid foundation. But if you want to do the second half of the three, see what we did is we just dove into like the part two. The
deeper stuff.
Yeah. We were like, we can't do surface.
We're going to use your mind.
This is a very deep podcast. We got to go deeper into this science. All right. So I'm so glad that you did all that research on that.
Me too.
Thank you.
It's backed up. It's backed up.
It's backed up. When facts. We say that, they have no idea that we're just talking about the iCloud, but it's backed up.
It's backed up on here.
Not even the iCloud, just on our Zoom recorder.
Yeah.
It's backed up by evidence that we just said it.
Right here. You heard it here first.
Direct from the lamp. All right. What's next?
Well, we answered all those three questions, so.
Do you have a made up question for me?
Yes, I do.
She's learning how to think on her toes. Learning, like you don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If you, so you talked about wanting to be creative.
I did.
What's something that you want to learn right now?
There's always stuff I want to learn. That's why it's like so challenging. I really want to learn pottery, but here's what's stopping me. Do you really want to know?
Yes.
I'm annoyed because and this is so ridiculous, but I want to learn pottery. But the thing is, I want to do it often and I want something in my house. So I fear that if I love it, then I'm going to have to go to a class and then I have to go back and wait for it to like fire in the kiln. And then I'm going to have to take more time and like then go paint it. Like I kind of wish I had my own kiln here. Is that what you call it?
It sounds like there's a lesson there.
What's the lesson? I'm still learning.
It sounds like you need to do it. Because maybe it'll teach you some fun patience and something, creating something beautiful takes time.
That sounds terrible.
No, it doesn't. I think you should create something.
Oh, yeah. And then there's the part of me that's like, but then how do I monetize it? And who's going to want these mugs?
Yeah. Don't you want to make the mugs?
I do want to make the mugs, but I guess they're going to be like just gifts. It's like my baby blankets.
Which was a great thing to learn. Remember how you did that?
I'm just watching how like, I'm drinking spiced coffee right now. If you're wondering what it is, it's just basically there's pepper in my coffee.
Just pepper water.
Pepper water. It's really pepper in my coffee. Okay. I, with the blankets, noticed that I'm like, I like it, but it just, as you quench your curiosity, sometimes you're like, yeah, that wasn't totally for me.
Yeah, you tried it.
It's really something I'll do like once every 3 months with friends who want to learn how to make blankets and talk, because that's super fun, but I definitely am not like, can't wait to make blankets again.
Right.
And I thought that I would be, and I'm not.
Well,
I feel that way about mugs, but about ballroom dancing, maybe I'd like to do more of that.
Well, then maybe you should sign up for a class.
Yeah, my shoulder's dislocated right now, but that's an excuse. Do you like this, Evans?
Yes.
Do you like this process of me making excuses?
No.
Tell me yours.
What I need to learn?
something that you are going to take up? Because I know that we talked about you want to go back to improv classes.
Yes. Well, actually, I have a new one.
Okay, yeah.
So I've ridden horses my whole life.
Oh.
And I want to go and take lessons regularly. Oh.
Do you want to be like a horse diver?
I want to be like that movie.
Mm-hmm.
What was that called? Was she, wait, is that a spoiler? Blind? Was she blind or did she get blind?
I don't think they're going to watch it. It was okay. Like 1987.
That was a great movie.
Oh, it's Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken.
Yes.
I watched it a lot.
Oh, man.
I know.
Wild Hearts Can't
Gotta
Be Broken.
Gotta watch that again. She was a horse diver.
She was.
And it's one of the best movies ever, or so it was when I was like 14.
It's a Disney movie.
I think I was getting some letters in the mail at that time, to be honest.
You were, and you would watch that movie and dream about riding your horse and diving into the... Why did they do that in the first place?
It was an entertainment thing. They didn't have Instagram.
So they're like, you know what? You're going to dive into this pond on this
technically,
pool.
Instagram is keeping us safe since 2012.
That is a weird concept, but the movie's great.
14. I don't know.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Maybe don't have your daughters watch it.
Yeah. You know what? That's probably not a good movie to watch right now.
So horses.
Yeah. I love horses.
Do you want to like, are you thinking of circus riding or just regular horseback
just
riding?
Just regular horseback riding.
Okay. Like in a flowy dress or like.
No, in like your riding clothes. Like
do you know what Evans told me the other day?
What?
She told me that she has been wearing only a sports bra in yoga class and is liberating.
With pants. Just want to clear that up.
But you normally always wear tank tops.
But if Josh Duhamel comes to class, I'm willing to go pantless.
You heard it here.
Kidding.
You heard it here.
Never do
She's
that.
Getting banned from yoga class. You heard it here first. It's going to be in TMZ.
No, that is very liberating.
Yeah. Tell me about the first time it happened and then we'll call this a day.
Okay. Well,
okay, because here's why. Let me just share why.
Why?
Because I think that there are some people right now who are like, I would never do that because either I don't look that way, I don't
yes.
feel that way, I don't think I'm a person who, like, they just have a story in their head. So what was your story around it?
Oh, yeah. I just have always been, like, embarrassed and kind of modest about changing and bathing suits and stuff.
Yeah.
And everyone in these classes, no matter what shape or size, they're all in a sports bra
everyone
and yoga
here.
Pants. Everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome.
I know. I love that about here.
Me too.
It's been one of the, when people think of California, they're like, oh, it's a certain way. And I totally did. I was that person who was
Me
like,
too.
The bodies look a certain way and they're a certain way. And I'm telling you, it is every body shape and every size. And they just rock it. They're just like,
they're so
I'm going to wear the cute, they wear the cutest. They
so
still
cute.
Wear whatever the hell they want. And I'm obsessed with it because it frees me every single time. And it's made
yes.
me realize how beautiful every body type is.
So beautiful. And this just in, no one cares. Like
no one cares.
No one's even looking at you.
No.
They're just
except
trying
Josh Duhamel,
to.
So don't
for
stress.
Josh Duhamel.
Whatever you do, don't stress.
But if you're considering taking your workout tank off, you should do it.
You should. Just try it.
Just try it.
Go to a hot yoga class and get jiggy with it.
Get jiggy with it and know that you're beautiful and you're awesome.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Getting jiggy with it.
Na na.
And on that note, I'm going to leave it here. Anything, any words, any sage advice? Or do you feel like you like gave it all up?
I gave it all up.
You know what? We need to recharge and let some new advice come because I just feel like we poured it all out. I mean, these people must just be levitating.
These two people.
These two people must be filled up.
Their cup runneth over.
Yeah. And if it's not, don't tell us.
We don't want to know.
Because your perception is not my reality.
Ooh,
new podcast alert. All right, guys, we are so incredibly grateful for you. Thank you for all of your questions. Thank you for your reviews. Thank you. Like for
real,
we are so grateful. We're having such a good time doing this. So for all of you who tune in and have stayed this long, you get to hear that we're thanking you. So have the most amazing day. And until next time, we will hear you back on Questionably
Awesome.
Bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.